We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The voice of the Golden State Warriors, Bob Fitzgerald, joining us now.
We're doing remixes now? Is that what we got going?
That's it. It was that good, Bob, that we were able to, mix it up a little bit for you. What's going on?
That is actually the funniest one. In 2015, I'm like, don't take these for granted. They don't come around very often. And it's like four titles in 8 years. I lied. I guess they do come around very often. We just didn't know yet.
Just take us through just the last week and sort of processing everything from your point of view, from having the final call a week ago tonight. Now it seems like it was yesterday, to the parade and the pre-rally and everything as it starts to sink in that this team really did win an NBA championship for the fourth time in 8 years.
You know what the thing is we talked all year that if they could ever get healthy, it'd be awesome to see what the Warriors look like. And so when Klay came back and they won that game against Cleveland, they're 37-9, and you're like, okay, here we go. Like, what? But that's the night Draymond is out. And then he misses a significant part of time. And it's like, all right, Draymond comes back, and then Marcus Smart rolls up on Steph, and now Steph is out. So you kind of have this idea of, are they ever going to be together, like, one time? And yet they did. Right at the beginning of the playoffs, you know, Steph was still coming off the bench for minute stuff, but you saw, starting that Denver series, I think the first couple games, like, oh, wait a minute, it's the playoffs and it's the Warriors, let's go. So then Peyton gets hurt, and you're like, they need GP2, you know, that's going to be a big loss, but he came back. And so I think as the playoffs went on, you started to believe that, hey, this team's, you know, they got a little something to them. And game four, to me, that's the biggest rewind, is that without Steph's brilliance and without the 43 points, you know, you probably don't seize the momentum and get rolling. But once you got game four, you're like, uh-oh, I think the Warriors could get this done. And so, you know, to do it and to play as well as they did, Wiggins played his best on the biggest stage, Draymond came back to form, and Steph Curry was just absolutely brilliant. Jordan Poole answered the bell for his first playoff run. There's so many good things to be excited about, but I think this is the surprise title. I had them winning the championship next year with Wiseman and Kuminga and Moody taking a bigger role, but they got one this year, and we'll take it.
Fitz, we will, and you know what? I'm happy for you. I'm happy for the Warriors, the Bay, and Steph to hoist up, and not from a selfish perspective, Bob, but I'm a guy that I keep my ear to the street, the noise which comes from these national shows. He got the MVP trophy. But, Bob, it hit me driving in, and I mean this, and I'm not being a homer. Do you think any other owner has gotten off to a better start than Joe Lacob? And I know we got questions about Porter Jr., Looney, and GP2, but I got confidence because not only has he won, we talk about the Chris Mullin ceremony night, he's already put the money back into his team. And I think about early Jerry Jones that delivered three titles for the Cowboys in 4 years, and then there was a fall off. Do you think Lacob is getting his just due?
No.
Love
it. No. I think people really need to realize when the average team is spending $120 million, what Joe and Peter and the ownership group do by spending $350 million, you know, and all the luxury tax. Now, people say all the franchise value's gone up and they built the building, and that's all great. But so many owners would put this money in their pocket, and yet Joe and Peter and these guys are spending every last dollar for the team to be as good as it can possibly be every single year. And I think fans deserve that, but it's uncommon in the business world and in the sports world in particular to see that happen. And, you know, and so, and I mean, I'll go back to the Kelly Oubre situation. You know, you lose Klay Thompson with the Achilles, you're not going to win a title that year. The Oubre acquisition really cost $80 million in real dollars, and Joe didn't even hesitate. He's like, Clay's out. We got to try to be as good as we can be. I don't care what it costs. Let's go do it. And if you're a fan, you got to love owners that are all about winning and maximizing the team being good for as long as possible.
Well, and the interesting part of that too, Bob, is it. And look, Kelly Oubre wound up not being the best fit over the 72-game campaign, and I think he wanted a different role than maybe the Warriors could provide. But he did help them, and especially in the first half, stay afloat to where, yeah, maybe they played better without him in the final 20, and they wound up being 39-33. But we've heard Steve Kerr speak of the end of that season last year and how it did provide somewhat of a bridge to this year. If the first half of that season goes completely off the rails, maybe you're never at a point where you get it together a little bit in the second half, and then you're coming off of two losing seasons. I almost feel like that's harder to turn around than, hey, just be an average team that is 6 over .500 and ends up losing in the play-in. That's a hell of a lot better than maybe another year closer to what the year prior to that looked like.
JD, you are a bright man, because I could not agree more. Jordan Poole's second half of the previous year was on a 39-win team that, you know, went into the two play-in games. What if that's a 15 or 17 or 20-win team, just like you said, piggybacking on the 15 and 50 year? And then maybe you're like, ah, shut Steph down, shut Draymond down, you know, shut Wiggins down. Let's just take it on the chin and look at another lottery pick and the whole bit. I think the fact that they still went with good intentions to be good and to try to win benefited them for exactly what you said. You know, we acted like 39 wins and missing the playoffs was a disaster, but it was a very competitive year, and it did finish 15-5, and it provided the impetus for Jordan's ascendance and reminded everybody that Steph is still amazing and that Draymond is a genius defensively. I agree with you 1,000%. I think the seeds of a lot of good things from this year were planted on the way they handled the year prior. So I have not heard many people that perceptive to point that out. I think you're right on the money there.
Fitz, the beautiful thing about life is as soon as you get out of bed, you think you know what's going to happen, but you know what? You don't know, because we're not in control of it. And I was sick for the great Tim Roy, who wasn't able to call the last two games. And if you can, I hope I'm not prying, but can you walk us through when you got that call and how did you prepare any different? You know, what went through Bob Fitzgerald's mindset knowing you were going to call these final games, which kind of came out of nowhere?
Well, I mean, I'm sick and sad as well. You know, I mean, Tim and I have been friends for 30 years. So, you know, for me, the playoffs are the great thing about radio is that, you know, we're done on TV after round one. Me and Kalena get to be fans. I take my kids to the games, take my dad to the games, and just pull like everybody does for Dub Nation. Now, during the finals, I mean, I'm attending every game and I'm rewatching every game. So I'm dialed in as to knowing everything going on. And I talk to our players and our coaches and GM. And so I'm, you know, going to practice. I mean, I'm prepared, but I'm not prepared, you know, to broadcast, because that's what Tim does so well. So, yeah, I mean, just the, hey, health and safety, he can't go, and he can't be around the players, and, you know, you got to do game five. I found that out a couple hours before game five. And then, by the way, the team plane leaves the next day at 10 in the morning. We're going to Boston. You got to do game six. You know, I'm there to help the team in any way possible. I mean, that's what you do. On a personal level, I was sad for, you know, my friend. So that's, you know,
gotcha.
Hey, great doing it with Tommy, great doing it with Jim, and this is what we do. But no, I mean, it's just, it sucks on 12 levels, you know, for Timmy. And, you know, we rode in the parade together with our families, which was awesome. But, you know, that's, I was just bummed out. You know, it's just, there's so, it's like super happy and super bummed out, like simultaneously. It's kind of a weird feeling.
No, well said, Bob, and a nice job done by you in those final couple of games as well. You know, getting pressed into action there. The NBA calendar moves very fast, especially when your team wins the NBA championship. The draft is tonight. The Warriors sitting at 28, and the offseason to come here really begins tonight with free agency in the next week and a half or so. Kevon Looney, Gary Payton II, Otto Porter Jr. Big crux of the show today, Bob, is if none of the three come back and Wiseman, Moody, and Kuminga are pressed into a greater role for those three players. I know it's not apples to apples, but how much do you think those three could contribute if the Warriors were to lose the first three?
Well, I just told you I was bummed before. Don't say losing the first three. Now I'm going to get sad. Come on now. I have great confidence in Wiseman, Moody, and Kuminga, and I'm really looking forward to the blossoming of their careers. Now, having said that, I love Kevon Looney, and I love Payton and Porter. So I want them all. I want them all to stay. Because I think just like Jordan has Steph and Clay now, that having a guy like Porter around helps Kuminga. Having Looney around helps Wiseman. You know, I want to keep them all. And so I'm hoping that these guys, you know, they've earned the free agency and they're going to have interest and they deserve it. Wherever they get to the financial dollars, we'll at least talk to Bob Myers and Joe and say, hey, finances being in the neighborhood, I want to come back and be a Warrior. So I'm going to be totally optimistic until, you know, things play out otherwise. But, you know, the young guys are ready, but are they ready to, like, be champions and carry the full load? Probably not. Not at 19, not at 20. But I think the Warriors will have a really good mix and be really good next year, and I'm totally looking forward to it.
Fitz, if Steph Curry wasn't an answer to this next question, Andrew Wiggins would be the answer, because when anybody talks about Warrior culture, just bring in Andrew Wiggins, who could have been the MVP of the playoffs. And I want to ask you, is there a player that you've seen move locales and kind of change the narrative? And again, I'm on record as saying it was never to me about his physical skills, but to watch him just show the world how gifted, how athletic he is on the basketball hardwood. Talk about the metamorphosis you've seen from Wiggins as a Golden State Warrior and this playoff run.
Well, you know what the thing is, though, Guru, is that when you look at David Lee was the first guy to say, I want to be a Warrior. And then that allowed Andre Iguodala to say, I want to be a Warrior. And then you have guys like JaVale McGee that people vouch for and say he'll be his best as a Warrior. And so that stuff happening in the prelude was why a lot of people were very confident that Andrew Wiggins would fit in.
Mm.
Because the Warriors don't do things in a vacuum. We talk to a lot of people around the league to find out who a guy is away from the court, what he's like personally, who is he as a person. There was a lot of people giving the thumbs up for Andrew Wiggins. A lot. And so I always wondered, if you win Rookie of the Year and you're averaging like 20, well, I don't know how it morphed into he's some terrible person or player. I just didn't get it.
Mm.
So to me, his defense took an ascendancy as a Warrior, just like he thought it would, because he's playing alongside Draymond Green, being coached by Ron Adams and Steve Kerr. Okay, we need you, Wiggs. We need you to guard all these wings. And whether it's Doncic, whether it's Jason Tatum, he was brilliant. Then you look at the scoring. I mean, you can mark it down, 17, 18 points. And the best bar bet for any of us, go ask people who led the Warriors in three-point shooting this year.
Wow.
No one's going to guess Andrew Wiggins
right
at 39%.
Wow.
Not Steph, not Clay, not Jordan. Andrew Wiggins at 39%. Led the team in three-point shooting. So I don't know if he just didn't get enough love or enough appreciation or whatever. I think he's been fantastic since he's been a Warrior, and I just think he's scratching the surface of what he can do, because the one thing, the guys teased him about it, but now there's a demand on it. The guy doubled his rebounding in the playoffs.
Wow.
From four rebounds a game, he's pulling eight. You know, he had double-figure rebounds for the first time in his career twice when it mattered in the finals. So people hit their prime at different times. Basketball is all about Steph makes Draymond better. Draymond makes Clay better. Steph, Clay, Draymond make Wiggins better. Steph, Clay, Draymond, Wiggins make Jordan better. You know, so he's just in the right spot, surrounded by the best guys, and he's a great guy. So I just think he's fit in wonderfully, and I could not be happier for him. Because, I mean, go back. You know, we don't want to Google search because it gets scary. Go back to that trade and read all these knuckleheads that were ripping the Warriors and Bob Myers and Andrew Wiggins. Just, where are these people now? Where are they? I don't
crickets,
see any of them
Bob. Crickets.
Very much at all. At all. I don't hear nothing. You know, so the Wiggins-Kuminga trade, I think that's going to go down. The Warriors will be very happy with that transaction.
Absolutely. But, Bob, great stuff. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks all season for hopping on here. I know I speak for Steiny and Goo as well. Really appreciate it.
Now, you guys are the best. It's always super fun. I'm not going too far in the offseason. You need something, give me a buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.